It's the big time. It's Whitney Allen here. Oh, that's Jackie Lee.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. Blowing the birthday. I was going to say bong, but it's not that at all.
Well, you know, the night's young.
Well, it's also Willie's birthday.
I'm going to say Willie hasn't went on yet. So you said something about going on his bus.
Yeah, well, if you go there, I don't know if you ever really recover.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I'm willing to go with you on your birthday.
All right, let's see if we can get in.
All right, just text me.
I got people fired up because I have a vape in here, but it's not.
But it's just like cherry flavor.
No, it's birthday pancakes because it's my birthday.
Are you being serious?
Mm-hmm. Totally serious.
Wow.
If you would like a hit, have at it. I have nothing.
Do you have to hit a button?
Yeah, right in the front.
All right.
It's really sweet. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, that is birthday pancakes.
Right? I don't make this stuff up.
Guys.
I know, right?
That was amazing.
So here's the drill.
Actually, it really tastes really good.
I know. I'm really sweaty because I was fangirling all over Maren Morris.
Oh, yeah. I fangirl. Can I tell you a funny story about Maren Morris?
Please do.
Okay, so we had a show in Milwaukee.
Right.
In January. I was really sick. I had... They called it pharyngitis, but it was like...
What pharyngitis is. It's
so bad you can't swallow your own saliva.
Yeah, like
it was really,
it's a nightmare.
It hurt really bad. Yeah. Like swallowing knives, it was really bad. So
I have a pharyngeal bursa, neopharyngeal bursa.
Say that three times fast.
Neopharyngeal bursa. That's why I know what pharyngitis is.
So I had that, and it was a guitar pull with Maren, Tucker Beathard, who is one of my really close friends, and Brett Young, who's also close friend of mine.
You hang with cool folks.
Yeah, those guys are ridiculous. We were doing a guitar pull, just the four of us, and I had no voice. Brett was like, dude, you just need to take three shots of whiskey. I was like, okay. I mean, it's like, I don't know how it's going to help, but like, whatever. I did three, and I was sick, so mind you, I hadn't had anything to eat besides miso soup for 2 days.
Yeah.
So three shots of whiskey got me there.
Oh.
And then I didn't realize this, but then later they kept bringing me shots of whiskey on stage. I had 8 shots of whiskey in about an hour. And so.
Oh, my. Okay. I'm amazed you can still tell this story.
We did this whole show. I do remember all of it. We did this whole show. I'm like posted up on the stool, like leaning over like this. All the photos, I'm like this right here. And we do. I'd never done a meet and greet after a show.
Right.
But it was myself, Maren, Brett, and Tucker was on the end, like standing next to each other. And I was the first one that the fans would meet, and there was like 40 people in the meet and greet. So every person that'd come up, I'd be like, hey, what's up? I'm Jackie Lee. This is Maren Morris. And I was like, Maren Morris is nominated for Grammys. And then she was also about to do Saturday Night Live. I was like, have you guys know Maren Morris is about to host Saturday Night Live?
And Maren's like, I got nothing left to say.
And
right?
Maren and I became best friends after
that. She's so great.
I saw her today. She is such a sweetheart. She is a superstar.
Did you notice when she came over and sang to me, let me show you how it's done? She did. I have it on video.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because I told her that was my jam.
She's a rock star.
And she walked all the way over to the edge of the stage because she saw. I told her I'd be out there.
Wow.
During the song. And she walked over and pointed, and Danny has, I have video, and I really am a fangirl.
Yeah, I'm a fangirl too. Yeah.
So we love your song, by the way.
Thank you.
Oh, it's just... You know, there's a couple songs that are around, and not all of them get played too much on the radio. There's a Zac Brown called Wish You Well or Best of Times or something, right? Which is one of those incredibly honest songs. And Getting Over You is the same way.
Thank you. That
it's
means
just
a lot to me.
One of those songs where it's just like, you think you're going through pain, y'all?
Mm-hmm.
It just gets you right there, you know?
Writing the song was very unique because I had a friend, Brent Anderson, who I wrote it with, and Paul Giovanni. Brent had broken up with his girlfriend the night before we wrote this.
Oh, dude.
And so that means one of two things. Like, you're going to have a good song or you're going to go to the bar and start drinking.
8 shots of whiskey in an hour.
And make Maren Morris feel uncomfortable. We started writing the song, and I could tell that, like, what we were getting wasn't really fulfilling his need.
Right.
You know, in the room that day. I'm a very emotion on my sleeve type of guy. I gotta, whatever the room's feeling, I wanna go with. So we sat there and we started talking about our feelings like grown men, you know?
Wow, guys, actually can do that?
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm amazed. I love you.
Yeah, exactly. So we were going through text messages on his phone, and I knew the girl that he broke up with, so it was like super personal for like all of us.
Right.
And I saw, you know, like a lot of text messages that I wish I would not have seen.
Oh, you can't unsee them.
You can't. And I know her, so it was really weird. And then we got to a text that said, Brent, if you think getting over me was hard, try getting over you.
Wow.
And I was like, bingo. So we went back upstairs and kind of used that as our motivation. Getting Over You wasn't even the hook of the song. It was like a line in the verse that we used. And then however we got it to where it was the hook of the song was pretty crazy.
Working. It's working.
So is she going to get a writer's credit? So
I've been asked. And respectfully, hell no. She's
No. Who did the breaking up? Did she break up or did he?
Well, that's what's interesting.
Everybody says it was mutual. It's never mutual.
Yeah, it's never mutual. I mean, I feel like I know the answer, but
You don't have to tell me.
Oh, I'll say this. Okay. It's like, you know, most breakups, one person's mad and the other person's hurt.
Yes.
You know, like
Miranda
Lambert hurt or mad. You know, like I'm going to write a breakup song. I'm mad at you because you cheated on me.
Not only that, one of them has been planning the leaving. Yes. Right?
Yeah.
And
for sure.
For the other person, it's a shock.
For sure.
Yeah.
So with this one, it was interesting in the fact that, you know, they both did not know exactly what the reason was they should break up, but they just both knew they should have.
Oh, man.
And, you know, so it's really hard, then. It's an introspective, like, we both are hurting. We both don't want to even go through the process of having to break up, even.
Right.
But we know we should do it because we're not the best together.
Dang, you know what I can't wait for now? Like when you break up with someone.
Well, I'm dating Taylor from Maddie and Tay. So that's going to be.
Oh, you are?
They're so cute.
You're lying. Are you really?
3 years.
I had no idea.
Everyone asked me. She's adorable.
I love her.
Everyone asked me, so are you dating Maddie or Tay? And I go, I'm dating both of them.
Oh, there you go.
It's hard, you know, when they're both in town. But
Sure, yeah. But you can work it.
She's amazing. So.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, well, don't break up with her to write a song.
Well, you know, I don't know how I fooled her to stay with me for 2.5 years.
No kidding, right? Was there any hardware involved? You know, rings, that's all.
Whoa.
That's why
I like it.
Yeah, I call it hardware, so it sounds more guiley.
She reminds me daily.
Real good for her. Good for her. Just pop for it. What's it got? You know,
right?
I'm loaded down with rings. None are on my wedding finger, and I don't care. As long as I get hardware, I'm fine.
Absolutely, just hardware.
I got no problem with that. Yeah, I got.
On your birthday, anybody giving you hardware on your birthday?
2 years ago here.
No way.
Yeah, my birthday started it, and my might as well be husband's in the other room. All he's got me is cupcakes so far. He better be freaking saving something for later. You know what I'm saying?
Let me go have a talk. I'll have a talk.
Please do.
Can I have a talk?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll have a talk.
17 years.
I'll get like Maren Morris involved.
Oh, do it.
And
yeah.
Then we'll get Maren Morris to sing you happy birthday, and then it's going to turn into be like your anniversary, you know, after someone pops the question.
Okay. So. I'm kind of a chicken. 17 years.
I'm a chicken too, though.
I'm kind of a chicken.
Yeah.
But that's okay. What was I going to ask you about? You had a unicorn frappuccino. Did it taste like hell?
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
But what? I will say, Shay Mooney is probably one of my best friends in the whole world. And so.
Yeah, he's a good guy, too. You hang out with a lot of duos, fine. Don't you? There's something we should know.
Guys, I'm just trying to be the next Rascal Flatts.
Okay, by yourself. Okay.
I'm trying to find a duo that's ready to hook up and do a trio thing, okay?
Yeah, gotcha.
That's amazing. That's hilarious. I was on tour with them.
Yes.
And Shay and Dan both are amazing. They're complete polar opposites as far as their personalities. But I text Shay. I was like, are you ready to get a unicorn frappuccino? And all he sent back was unicorn emojis. So
that was a yes.
That was a yes. I knew it was a yes. So we went there and I could tell as soon as it was like, you know, still early in the day, like 10 a.m., 11 a.m.
Oh.
And so they were like the moms and the dads and the people that get their normal Starbucks were still in line getting that stuff.
Right.
And they saw us walk in and the sign says, only if you believe. And we were both like, we believe.
And so like you're emotive.
We were screaming it.
Even without the whiskey, you're
very
emotive. We
might as well walk in as a... We believe. But yeah, so we walked in and I was like, we believe. Can we get a unicorn, whatever? And they girl looked at us like she hated us.
Oh, see, that's not right.
But it tasted really bad.
Right?
I wish I could tell you exactly how it tasted, but I'm not going to do that on air.
No, I think, but they're making one now, an unofficial one called the Dragon Frappuccino.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, now I hear that's better.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it blew my mind that the unicorn had no coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it had mango and
it was
sour.
It was like, literally just sugar. Wow. And they sprinkled Skittles. They would shave Skittles.
Oh, is that what that was?
Oh.
And no. It tasted really bad.
Yeah, I didn't even bother.
I was expecting like cotton candy.
Yeah,
cotton candy would have been amazing.
Right. Cotton candy, vanilla.
And a little bit of like vanilla latte.
Exactly.
Mean, yeah. Amazing.
They
something
make that.
Sweet, nothing sour. What's sour about a unicorn? Really, you know what?
Starbucks.
I think it's a unicorn piss. That would be where.
Yeah.
I'm going to bleep that. That's all that would be sour.
Will you bleep what I'm about to say?
Yep.
It tasted like a unicorn's butthole.
Oh, wow. How do you know? That's my question.
Don't ask me.
I'm not going to. Oh, you're right. I don't want to know. I don't. At least, but now I believe. Because if you've done that, then they must exist.
You look like you're one like that.
Now. I know, guys. Yeah. I'm a unicorn.
It's very fine.
Thanks.
All right. What else should we talk to you about? God, I think we've covered. Oh, wait. Hang on. When you were in the studio,
yeah.
When I was not there,
mm-hmm.
Right. You were with Jackie, who you know that Jackie was in a car accident.
I was.
And
she has
okay.
a great name, by the way.
I know she does. That's why she loves you, too.
Yeah.
And now, obviously, you were not on the Tinder, but she was. That's how
right.
she, that's how Dana dates.
The
like,
Tinder?
No,
I attempt.
Do you really? That's
there's
the
no
only
dating
way?
Involved.
Well,
though.
I've never had a
around.
Tinder date. I'll swipe, but
whoa. So if you've never had a Tinder date, what have you had?
You swipe rights and you have conversations.
You've only conversated?
Yeah,
you've never
I'm
met
scared.
Someone in person?
I don't want to get kidnapped.
This is why I'm asking
you know,
her.
Even
if
when
that
I was single, I never Tindered.
Because you were scared of getting kidnapped, huh?
I ask her if Tindering actually like that kind of counts as dating for this generation. You know what I mean? You never leave them leave the house or meet them. But
I'm a part of this generation. I don't think so.
Me
no. Well, you've been in a relationship for 3 years. Things move fast out there. Let me tell you.
I heard about Bumble. Shocking. Bumble started since I've been off the market.
Yeah. I got a girlfriend of mine who has met the love of her life for her first date on Bumble.
No way.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They're only 3 months strong, so 3 months is the mark where stuff
love
can go
her
bad.
Life, 3 months, I get it, though.
Yeah, yeah it's
it.
Good. Okay. But anyway, so she's Tindering, and, you know, I don't know what's up with men. I'm sure you're not this way. Why is it, if it's
I don't have the confidence to be that way, okay?
Why is the second picture have to be, like, so personal?
You know what I love, though? The fact that they had a very intellectual, you know, conversation.
Well, see,
she chatted for a couple days.
Well, see, she got, well, it's because, was it about, like, I got a couple of cans here.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm asking.
Oh, he's got a can?
Okay. Bring it. Oh, so we got a range of cans. So I don't know if we should ask where you fall in the range of cans or where.
Oh, there we go.
There
yep.
we go. Or where Jackie's date ran on the range of cans.
Jackie's date ran
he,
off
he
the.
Wasn't, yeah, he wasn't
I
on
about
the
say,
spectrum.
He was, if this was to continue, he'd be better over here by the computer.
Wow. No, well, no wonder she talked to him for a couple of days, but never met him. That'd be scary.
You know what?
No. I wouldn't want to meet him.
We have the camera stand.
All right. Anyway, I don't want to meet anybody who's like that, who's putting pictures out like that.
Well, that's my favorite thing was he was like, or she was like, how's your morning?
He
was
her,
like,
yeah,
hey,
yeah.
How's your morning? And she was like, my morning's great. How is yours?
And then,
boom. Rock star.
Yeah. Bam.
Kills me. Men, I'll never understand y'all.
I don't understand this.
I don't at all. How are your preds doing, by the way?
Sorry?
How are your preds doing?
Oh, great. We lost last night.
I learned
that. But it's okay.
Is today an off day?
We swept the Blackhawks.
I know.
Which is rare.
That's a really big deal.
Yeah.
Like, especially for us when the Blackhawks have put us out in recent years.
Yeah.
So the fact that we swept the Blackhawks, we're going to be okay.
All right, good. I just want to check in with y'all, all you hockey folk, because it's a big ass deal.
You know what's so crazy? So Tennessee, I'm from East Tennessee. Like, we're the South. Like, football. Mm-hmm.
Right,
football,
it's Friday
football.
Night Lights, yeah.
Exactly. So seeing the Preds kind of take over Nashville has been amazing.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I lived in San Diego when I'm going to sound really old. When San Diego's not a real big baseball town. They have a team. They're the Padres.
Right.
But when the Padres went to the World Series.
Yeah.
To see that insanity.
Insane.
It was I've never seen anything
really?
Like it in my life.
Did you go to the games?
They got knocked. I think they got swept in the World Series. I think they got swept. Because I had tickets for the next game.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And I think they got swept at home. Oh, but it was. And then a bank, like 2 weeks later, had a billboard. And all it was a very beat up baseball. And it said, it makes me cry every time I think about it. It
sure.
said, thanks, Padres. We had a ball.
Wow.
And it was so great because
it's pretty deep.
Yeah, and it was nothing that was way the hell back, and they haven't done a thing since. But I'll never forget how that town felt. So
it's amazing.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to one up
no,
your
no,
story,
no.
but
no,
I understand
I completely understand
how it must be with Nashville and the Preds right now.
It really is
yeah.
because they've never even achieved the charisma of this year.
Oh, really?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Every year is like, oh man, we're gonna do it, and then we get put out.
Yeah, so, by like the third week, you're just like, eh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this year, everyone's feeling it.
Awesome. Well, I know, knocked on that. Is this a wood table?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it wood. Don't look. It is. Let's just say it is. Do it. Jackie Lee, the tune is getting over you.
Thank you so much for your time today.
I want you to come
Came by the studio
anytime, and without me, nobody told me.
I'm sorry.
It was
well,
a surprise,
we didn't know.
Yeah.
We didn't know. We like completely. just made it happen. We were like bing bonging all over LA that day, so it was great.
Well, next time you're bing bonging around,
you, girl.
Maybe we'll be
happy
bing bonging.
Birthday.
Thank you. Maybe we'll bing bong on Willie's bus. One, I just like to say that sentence. Bing bonging on Willie's bus.
Can we please do this?
Because it would be
You're lying to me, though.
What?
We're not doing this.
I don't think that I can. You're a bigger star than me.
You know what a star is? It's a big ball of gas.
That's true. Well, it was supposed to be. You were going to drop Mike and leave, weren't you? You were going to.
I was probably. That's what Dolly Parton said, so I stole it from her.
Oh, wow. You know, Dolly once commented on my girls. So
really?
We have a Dolly Parton thing in common.
So, Dolly Parton Fractions were the. Did you guys ever have that?
No.
East Tennessee, they call them Dolly Parton Improper Fractions.
No.
In school, my math teacher called them Dolly Parton Fractions when the top was heavier than the bottom.
Oh, my
That's
gosh.
That's pretty funny. That's.
I bet say that in California, I'm sure no other math teacher in the history of math teachers have ever called improper fractions Dolly Parton fractions.
That's pretty funny.
Because he probably would have got fired.
And nobody else, you know what? There's actually no one else who could actually fit, not even Pamela Anderson, because she's pretty curvy on the bottom, whereas Dolly was just like, my hips are this big and my bazooms.
You know, Dolly, like this, is there, so I have a, I don't, my wallet, I don't have it. I have a Dollywood season pass.
I'm
oh,
really?
From,
do you really?
I swear to God. I do not, do, I have a, don't have a, yeah, okay. So,
I've never been to Dollywood. True. I know. Sad. I live out here. That's why.
I've never been.
Can we please make that happen?
Yes.
I would love to show you around Dollywood. Anyway,
oh, God, with some of the season pass? Yes, I would.
Dolly has, it's my favorite attraction there, and they have great roller coasters. They were like top 10 theme parks in the whole nation.
I believe it.
Last year. So, Dolly has an attraction where it's like a museum of her stuff, her awards, her all of this stuff. And she has a plaque of her graduation day, and she talks about the day after graduation, she moved to Nashville to pursue country music. I took a picture of that, showed my parents, and that was the reason they let me move to Nashville to pursue country music.
Well, your parents are awesome. They raised a good guy.
Well, they're amazing. I don't know how I fooled them into letting me do that. But
you're a pretty good talker. I'll give you that.
I'm bullshit.
We got a bleep button. Jackie Lee, everybody, check out Getting Over You. And your EP, is it available online or still just
not
the
yet
shows?
We're working on putting it out online. I'm working on a full album right now.
All
right,
good.
Hopefully soon.
Because I want
it. Good. Thank you. It means a lot.
All right, Jackie Lee, everybody.
Love
you.
Woo.